Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. It's the Derek Andre Morning Show on Blog Talk Radio. It is 6 a.m. on a Friday morning. Man, this has been a very fast week. It went through like it had wheels and a motor on it. All right, so I hope you had a great week up to this point, and I hope you're ready for a very positive and strong weekend. I don't know what you have planned, but whatever you have planned, live it to the fullest, enjoy it, spend some time with loved ones, say hello to people, have a good weekend. Go out there and see what life is all about. If you were supposed to get it done by Friday, it's Friday, and if it has not gotten done yet, well, you know, you can try next week, but, you know, try to get your stuff done before the end of the week, okay? Okay, quick procrastinating. We all do it. I'm guilty of it, and I know you are, too. All right, so this is the Derek Andre Morning Show, and I am ready to get started. I don't know what the weather's like in your neck of the woods, but it seems to be pretty warm here, probably in the upper 60s, maybe 67, 68 degrees here. And for us, it is the first day of school for kids in Oxford, Mississippi. So they are all going to be headed back to school today, including my two. Woohoo! Get a little bit of a reprieve from parenting for just a few hours, and then it goes back to normal, and then, you know, it'll just be what it is. So I love my kids, but I'm ready for school to start so I can get a little bit of time to kind of gather my thoughts without answering 1,000 questions. But that's okay. That's what parents do, and that's what kids are for. All right, so let's get into the show. As always, we start the show off with the shameless plug. We jump into our quote of the day. After the quote of the day, we get into our topic. After our topic, we take a short break. And after our short break, we do our BOB report, which is our Black-owned business report, because if we don't buy from us, we can't buy from us. So we got to make sure we talk about that. After the BOB report, call it a day. That's the end of the show. Do a little recap on what we talked about, and then we get on with our day. And I hope that my show helps you start your day pretty positively. All right, so if you want to be a part of the show, you can give us a call at 646-787-8125. That's 646-787-8125. You can call in. You can say good morning. You can say, hey, Derek, I just wanted to say what's up, man. I love what you do. Or, Derek, you suck. You probably should try to find something else to do for a living. If you want to call and say good morning to a loved one or a birthday shout out or tell me how proud you are of your kids, whatever the case may be, you can do that by calling 646-787-8125. All right? So let's get going. Shameless plug, all right? So, I just put up a new website, and you can find that if you go online, but the website address is really long because I have not attached my domain name yet, so I won't exactly give you that, but I'll give you some other places that you can link to it. Maybe you can find it from that location. All right, so, who is DerekAndre.com? Me, that is my blog page. All right, you can check me out there. You can go there and you can find out all the kind of weird stuff and crazy stuff that goes on in my head. I post there pretty regularly, and I got a post that I'm going to put up today that I think you may want to read. I think it'll be a good one. You can also check out Who is Derek Andre TV. All right, you can find that on YouTube. All right, so if you go to YouTube and type in Who is Derek Andre TV, you can find me there as well. And if you're interested in books, which I hope some of you are, because there's nothing wrong with reading, you can go to payhip.com. That's payhip.com / Derek Andre. And you can find my books. I have 4 books for sale. And all of my books are now fundraising books. I have the proceeds for each of my books, for the purchase of each of my books, actually will go towards different charities, and the charities are listed underneath the book to tell you where the funds will go. And at the end of every month, if I have book sales, I will donate, and I will show you where I'm donating to and who I'm donating to. So check me out. That's payhip.com /WhoIsDerekAndre. And you can check out one of my four books. All right. And last but also if you are on Instagram, Facebook, all of that, look me up. Everything is Who is Derek Andre. All right. So if you're on Instagram, I'm at Who is Derek Andre. And I think it's Who_is_DerekAndre. I think it's underscores in there. But if you start typing it in, I'm pretty sure it'll come up. All right. So check me out on all social media platforms. Mug Cakes. If you live in the Oxford, Mississippi area and you like cupcakes, you need to order yourself a mug cake. If you do not live in the Oxford, Mississippi area, you can still go online and you can look at the website and you can drool all day long. And at some point, we're going to be able to actually ship you cupcakes. And once we can do that, boy, that's a game changer. So check out Mug Cakes. That's muggcakes.com. All right, that's on the website. If you want to find us on Facebook, you can also find us at Mug Cakes. If you want to find us on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all the above, everything is Mug Cakes. That's MUGGCAKES, Mug Cakes. All right, so let's get it popping, y'all. Today, our quote of the day, or inspirational thought of the day, maybe I'll just call it that because these are not really quotes. Our inspirational thought of the day is this. Success, it's actually a haiku. Success is your thoughts. If you believe it, it's true. Never forget that. And if you don't think my haiku is accurate, count me off. All right, success is your thoughts. If you believe it, it's true. Never forget that. All right, and so that takes us right into our topic this morning, which is trying to think positive. All right. So they say, you know, the key, one of the biggest keys to success is thinking positive. And I'm here to tell you, it is not as easy as that sounds. And in my opinion, I think it's a little more difficult for Black folks. And we'll talk about that a little further into the topic. But we want you to try and think positive. Okay. And I do honestly believe that thinking positive is the key to success, because if you can train your brain to think positive amidst all the negativity that's going on in the world, you have done something very, very special. And it's hard. It really is hard. It's not impossible, but it's hard, because we are programmed as human beings to just think negatively. That's what the brain does. It thinks about all the worst stuff that it can possibly think of, and we just try to deal with it. And with the introduction to social media and, you know, cable and internet and all that other stuff, we have gotten to a point where we are completely inundated with negative imagery. Okay. And Black folks in particular, I always, you know, I love my people, so I always try to make sure that, you know, we address some of our issues. I think some of our issues, you know, if we're trying to think positive, man, it's hard. If you turn on the television and you look on the news and the local news, and every time you look up, you see a Black face plastered across, you know, being accused of some kind of drive-by or some other kind of criminal activity, or you listen to our music and it's always degrading our women or talking about killing each other. And you look at cities across the country, you know, and you see how they show us. Now, it ain't all true, because we ain't all killing each other like that, but they do show us more than they show any other ethnicity killing each other. That's hard to get past. If you go into some of the inner cities, there's lots of negative imagery around. If, you know, I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, originally. And, you know, when I go back to my old neighborhood, I look around, man, there's nothing positive that I see. As much as I want to see some positive, you know, there might be that one glimmer of hope in one kid that's kind of hanging out. But for the most part, I see negativity. So if you come from that environment, you know, if you come from one of the inner cities, or you come from a location where there's a lot of poverty and things are being constantly taken from you, it's hard for you to try and think positive, but it's possible. That's the key to all of this, knowing that it is actually possible to think positive in the midst of a storm. You know, let's use a storm as an example. Okay, storms come and storms go. We don't completely freak out and have meltdowns every time the sky gets gray and cloudy. We know in our hearts that once this storm blows through, it is going to be sunny again. We know that. It could be a thunderstorm. It could be a hurricane. It could be a snowstorm. If you prepare yourself, when you go, you know it's going to storm. You know, you say, okay, let me get in the house and make sure I got all the stuff I need. And, you know, you close yourself in the house and you ride the storm out. You know, when I lived on St. Croix, you know, I never lived through a hurricane, but I did live through a tropical storm, which is just as damn scary, if I might say so myself. But I knew that if I got in the house and I barricaded myself in and closed the storm shutters and did all of that, that once the storm was over, I would be fine. And that is the way life works. If you know that there's going to be storms, because no matter who you are, no matter where you live, no matter what kind of lifestyle you have, you are going to encounter storms. And if you can encounter those storms with a positive attitude, knowing that it's going to be okay, because no storm has ever lasted forever. None, not one single storm, be it a weather anomaly, be it in your personal life, be it a friend's life, there has never been a storm that lasted forever. So put that, apply that to your thinking, apply that to your daily life, knowing that it's not going to be forever should give you hope. It should give you the presence of mind to say, you know what, I know things are bad right now, but I can guarantee you I'm going to get through this. And if you can train your brain, when negative thoughts start coming in, when you start worrying about bills not getting paid, when you start worrying about not having enough money for this and not having enough food or not having gas or your car is about to break down or you have all of these worries, just know that that is temporary. And when you know that it's temporary, it helps to change your thoughts. And the same thing goes with wanting to have things in life, wanting to have money, wanting to travel, wanting to buy a new house or buy a new car. If you begin to think positive, you know, I read all these books to tell you, you know, you got to visualize it. You got to see it. But for Black folks, I think we have a little more of a difficult time because we know how imagery and propaganda works. We know that in order to see, well, some of us know, some of us don't know, which is why we do these shows and we talk about this stuff. But you have to be able to see yourself reflected in the life that you want. Okay. And the more you see yourself reflected, the more you understand that it is attainable. And I always talk to my kids, and I always bring my kids into this because I'm doing my best to raise my children to, you know, be positive in the next generation. But I always talk to them about, hey, use your imagination, use your creativity, use that brain of yours. You know, that's the first thing that they attack in our communities is usually the creative programs, you know, the arts and the writings and all of that kind of stuff. They attack the creative program because your imagination is your greatest ally. It really is. Your imagination is your best friend because it allows you to be able to think positive, to be able to envision yourself overcoming a situation when all else seems bleak. And if you don't have the ability to use your imagination and you don't have the ability to look beyond what's happening currently and know that it's only temporary, you will feel like, hey, I'm at the end of my rope. This is it. I ain't gonna make it. It's done for. You know, I use my life as an example, and I have a very difficult time in some instances trying to think positive because I have so much going on in my life sometimes, and I have been through a lot. You know, I've gone through a lot, you know, financially and emotionally, and I have to constantly keep retraining my thoughts to say, hey, Derek, it's going to be all right. I had a friend of mine tell me, this was a couple years ago. I had just moved to Oxford and we were walking. We had our girls. He's got girls. I got girls. We were out walking and we were talking and, you know, he was like, well, tell me a little bit. And so I kind of broke down what I was going through in my life. And he asked me straight up, he's like, Derek, how in the hell do you still smile? How do you keep such a positive attitude? How do you think positive? And this is what you're going through. This is what your life is right now. And I told him, I was like, man, you know, I have to know that it's not going to last forever. It is not going to last forever. The moment you feel like it is going to last forever, that's the day you sign your death certificate. You have to understand that everything that you go through life is only temporary. Even happiness. There's going to be trials in your happiness. But the thing about happiness is, if you look at your life has had more happy moments in it than it has bad moments in it. Now, think about that for a second, and think about how true that is. Think about all the good things that you've ever had in your life. Every day that you wake up is a good thing. Every day that you can open your eyes and you can wiggle your fingers and wiggle your toes, that's positive. Every day you can take a breath is positive. Every day you can get up and walk to your bathroom and go brush your teeth, that's positive. Every day that you can open your mouth and you can speak to somebody, that's positive. Those are positive actions. So your life is filled with more positivity than it is negativity. So when you start looking at life from that perspective, you're like, wait a minute, I got a lot more stuff to be grateful for than to be ungrateful for. You know, because there's people that can't see, they can't walk, they can't feel, they can't talk, they can't touch, they can't hear. It's people that are just going through things and they have to deal with it on a daily basis. But look at people that are disabled. They are determined to not let that disability slow their life down. I had an uncle who, he's deceased now, but he was severely Down syndrome. But he got up, and whenever you saw Jerry, Uncle Jerry, he would smile at you. Now, he had his moments where, you know, he was kind of moody, but he was severely, he couldn't talk, he could not communicate. But your Uncle Jerry, he never met a person that he didn't know. He shook everyone's hand. He was always smiling at people. He was always happy. As human beings, we have got to learn that you can be happy in spite of everything that is going on in your life. Because things are going to come, challenges are going to come, but it's not the challenge, it's how you handle the challenge that makes a difference, you know. And I hear so many positive people say that, so many motivational speakers, it's not the challenge, it's how you handle it. So if you can fix your mind to say, hey, you know what, I know that I'm going to eventually make more money, because that's usually people's biggest issue. People's biggest issue in most cases, especially in our communities, is having money and dealing with money. But the thing with money is, money comes back around. It don't just show up for a little while, and then if you don't get it while you can, it's gone. Money comes back around. It comes back in different forms. It comes back in different forms of currency. You know, money comes back around. And if you know that, hey, if I just keep doing what I'm doing, it will manifest itself. If I believe it and think that it's true and know that I'm doing it and I'm being positive, it will manifest itself in a positive way. So you have got to realize that it's time to think positive. Change your thoughts, change your thinking. Know that every storm is temporary. Know that it is not permanent. You know, there are things that are permanent. If you have a disability that you were born with, some disabilities are permanent. But guess what? There are people that are born with ailments and disabilities every day. And through science and medicine, people are seeing again, they're hearing, people are walking for the first time. It's possible. If you believe that it's there, if you believe that it can happen, it will happen. You just have to believe it. You cannot allow yourself to talk your dreams down. You cannot allow yourself to be so negative with your life that you forget that life is actually good. Okay? So, guess what? It's about that time of the day. We're going to take a short break. This is the Derek Andre Morning Show. And if you'd like to be a part of the morning show, you can give me a call. 646-787-8125. That's 646-787-8125. We're talking about trying to think positive. If you have issues with thinking positive, give us a call. If you had issues with thinking positive and you found a way to overcome it, give me a call. Let me know how you overcame that. You know, because like I said, it happens, and it's going to happen every single day. You know, you just got to understand that, and you have to, you know, adjust yourself accordingly. All right. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to get into the BOB, the Black-Owned Business of the Day. And remember, if we don't buy from us, we can't buy from us. So you got to remember to, you know, look out for Black-Owned businesses. All right. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Give us a call, 646-787-8125. It's the Derek Andre Morning Show. Be back in uno momento. All right? All right. All right, y'all, we're back. You're listening to the Derek Andre Morning Show, only on Blog Talk Radio. All right, so we're talking about trying to think positive. So if you want to be a part of the conversation, give me a call at 646-787-8125. That's 646-787-8125, and you can be a part of this, and we can talk about trying to think positive. But in the meantime, it is now time for our Black-Owned Business Report, the BOB Report. Today's Black-Owned Business that we are going to talk about is, I don't know how many of you all like ice cream or gelato, but there's a company here in Mississippi called Sweet Magnolia Gelato. And when I tell you, this is some of the best gelato that I have ever had in my life. I am not lying. I mean that with every fiber in my being. So let me run down a few of the flavors for you. And if you're listening in and you want to check them out for yourself, look up sweetmagnoliagelato.com. Just take a minute and check out that website and look at some of these flavors. They got blueberry cheesecake, strawberry champagne, fior de latte, honey vanilla, espresso. I can't even pronounce this one. I don't even know how to say that one, but it looks good. Spumoni, brown sugar, and bourbon, peppermint bark. I have had the honey. What did I have before? Was it the honey vanilla? I believe it was the honey vanilla. And let me tell you what happened to my honey vanilla. So I had a pint. And I like my gelato's ice cream. I like them to be a little bit soft. All right. So I took it out of the freezer, sat it on the table, trying to wait. It was late. My ass shouldn't have been eating that late anyway. But it was late. And I was like, all right, I'm going to eat me some of this gelato. The kids sleep. They won't be asking for none. So I sat it on the table, went and sat down in front of the TV, fell asleep, slept all night. When I woke up, it was morning time. and my doggone gelato was melted. Sweet Magnolia gone to waste. Let me tell you, I was angry about that. But it's okay. I got myself some more. And you can also get some more, too. If you live in Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, or Georgia, you can find Sweet Magnolia Gelato for yourself. Look online. Remember, check out their website. That's sweetmagnolia.com. All right? It's really, really good. I wouldn't lie to you. And that's our Black-owned business report of the day. All right? Remember, if we don't buy from us, we can't buy from us. And just because it's a Black-owned business, other ethnicities, does not mean that you can't shop with us. Black-owned businesses are not just stuff for Black people. It's just businesses owned by Black people. So you can spend money with us, too. All right, so back to the show. Got just a few minutes left, but let me just do really quick recap. That's hard to say. Let me see you say it 10 times. Really quick recap. Think positive. Okay? Just practice thinking positive. Every time you feel yourself encountering something negative, every time you feel like you're at the end of your rope, every time you feel like the world is just crashing around you, every time you feel like, oh, woe is me, every time you look up and there's that dark cloud following you, or so you think, try thinking positive. Try looking at what's good in your life at that very moment. And then expand on that thought. And before you know it, positive thoughts will begin to flow to you like the River Nile. That's what I suggest. I suggest that no matter what, you find a way to think positive. You turn off the TV, you know, get from in front of the TV, stop watching them stupid reality shows that depict us as animals and fighting and scratching and calling each other all out our names and all of that stuff. Turn off the music that destroys your brain when you're sleeping. You got your headphones on and you're listening to stuff and we're being called all out our name and there's threats against our person, you know, by people that look like us. Turn all that stuff off. Stop watching the news. Stop. Just find a way to discover what you need to be at peace. And then that's when you can actually start focusing on your peace of mind. And that's what I suggest. That's what I recommend. I recommend that you just practice. Because everything, the old saying says, practice makes perfect. Nobody's ever going to have a perfect life. It's just not even possible because that's just not how the universe works. But the universe does work in the form of your thoughts, giving you what you think about, giving you what you feel. If you feel good and you do it regularly and you think positively and you do it regularly, the universe will give you exactly what it is that you need, what it is that you desire. You know, and I do my best every single day to practice what I preach, because it is not easy. It is not easy, you know, when you're trying to navigate through life and life just keeps on slapping you with all these different obstacles. You know, my life seems to slap me with repetitiveness. I seem like I have to constantly deal with the same issues over and over. And it must be trying to teach me something, because anytime you have to repeat a cycle, life is trying to teach you something. And so whatever life is trying to teach me, apparently I got to do a better job of learning it. And I'm doing my best every day. And I'm trying to remain positive through all the turmoil that I deal with on a day-to-day basis. Because truthfully, I really enjoy smiling. Happiness is contagious. All right. So this has been the Derek Andre Morning Show. I want to thank you for tuning in. Remember, when you go out into the world today, be a light to someone. Smile, be happy, be positive. Even if they don't smile back, you smile at them because you know you've done your part. Go on with your day. Be encouraging. Uplift people. It's the weekend. Go out and have a good time. Don't keep yourself locked in the house. Get out. Spread your wings. Stretch your legs. Have a good day. I love you. I'll talk to you Monday. Have a great weekend. Peace.